Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Dez is here. It's a big golf day, Dez.
It's a big golf. That's,
that's what you told me to say anyway.
And rain will fail to dampen the spirits.
There's no point in me being here if you're going to give all of the details. It's more than a golf day. It's the Masters, probably the biggest of the four majors of the year. And it's due to get underway in Augusta today. But as you've already heard, concerns that the first round may not get finished until tomorrow. Let's go to Greg Allen.
Well, the talk around Augusta late yesterday evening was all about the severe weather that's likely to roll in. Even some schools in the local area are set to close for the day because along with 2 inches of rain, there's the possibility of lightning, thunder and winds gusting to 40 miles an hour. So a whole year after two tall Georgia pine trees fell on the course, sending patrons scurrying for safety. It's likely that caution will be the byword in terms of opening the gates and allowing spectators on the course. And obviously, we're looking at a very possible delayed start to round one. Neither of the Irish competitors, though, are due out early. So by the time Rory McIlroy is on the course, he's currently scheduled, as things stand, for just before a quarter to four Irish time. The worst of the weather will have passed. Bad weather, though, will hardly deter Shane Lowry, a player who won both the Irish Open and the Open Championships in difficult weather conditions. He has also developed quite an affinity for Augusta National in all conditions over the years, finishing third in 2022 while never being outside the top 25 since 2020.
Coming here is kind of, it can be like a semi-intimidating place to come and play, and yeah, it took me a few years, but I feel like I've got the grasp of it now. You know, will I play well this year? Who knows? But I certainly feel like my game is in decent shape, and I certainly feel like I can go out there and play well this week, and you know, that's what I'm here to do.
Lowry, currently on the schedule, is due out late at 24 minutes past five, but that is likely to be pushed out with the weather delay, and it's odds on that round one may be split between today and tomorrow.
No. Anyway, we'll have more on that later, but the football now last night, and there was another night of extraordinary drama in the Champions League. Hard to follow Wednesday, Tuesday, you think, but last night, Barcelona won 3-2 in France, away to Paris Saint-Germain. The Brazil forward Rafinha scoring twice, a great game. And the game between Atletico Madrid and Borussia Dortmund in Spain was equally exciting. Atletico scored twice in the first half and seemed to be in complete control, but the German side came back well. Sebastian Haller pulled back a goal in the 81st minute, and between then and the end of the game, they hit the post twice. So it's 2-1 to Atletico going into the second leg and all to play for. Meanwhile, Ipswich missed the chance to return to the top of the English Championship. They were held to a goalless draw by Watford at Portman Road. Kieran McKenna's side extended their unbeaten home record to 19 games and they move up to second, a point ahead of Leeds, but they'll rue missing a glut of chances in the first half. They're actually level on points with the leaders Leicester, but they have an inferior goal difference. There's quarter-final action in the Europa League tonight. Liverpool host the Italian side Atalanta and West Ham go to Germany to play Bayer Leverkusen. In the Europa Conference League, Aston Villa play Lille. Now, in Gaelic games, it was a very busy night in the Airgrid Under-20 Football Championship. There were two more draws in what's turning out to be a remarkable Connacht Championship. Roscommon and Galway had a low-scoring draw, 6 points apiece, while Sligo, with a late penalty, earned a draw with Leitrim. It means that with one round of games remaining, all five teams in Connacht could still qualify. In Ulster, Tyrone topped their group after beating Monaghan easily. Derry had a big 28-point win over Antrim. They'll now meet Cavan, who beat Fermanagh by a point, 2-9 to 1-11. The Donegal-Armagh game was postponed because of an unplayable pitch. In Munster, Kerry beat Clare by 113 to 5 points and Cork won by 14 points to 7 in Tipperary. In rugby, Leinster's Champions Cup quarterfinal with La Rochelle looks like being a sellout, with over 45,000 tickets sold by yesterday. And the Irish women's rugby team to play Wales on Saturday will be named later today. We'll have more on that. While in racing, it's day one of the Grand National Festival at Aintree. It's quite the week. Emmett Mullins, Corbett's Cross, bidding for a Cheltenham Aintree double as he contests the William Hill Bowl Chase, taking on Shishkin and Jerry Colomb. And racing action at home is at Limerick.